I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
The AFC Championship game is on the ticket. This Sunday starting at 1, Pat Mahomes takes the Chiefs on the road to tackle Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. The NFL. Brought to you by SodaWeightLoss.com, Mark Spain Real Estate, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
When you hear us mess up, text eBreak to 22126 and register to win a $50 gift card for Flip's Patio Grill. Cold beer, big patios, great burgers, and your favorite team on the big screens. Flip's Patio Grill, Grapevine, Fort Worth, or order online at flipsgrill.com.
All right, then, DJ. We'll intro a brand new segment here in just a little bit, but it is Friday fun. And we had fun late in the show last night. Sponsored by
Twin Peaks.
Thank you to the Twin Peaks. So we had fun late in the show last night, and Dave was doing Grape Fest, which we do every Thursday around 5:50 or so. And Dave has a newborn baby, and just like grown man Dave, he thought it would be funny to record his son expelling gas, as all babies do.
As proof of paternity. That
right.
He has that gift, that trait that
right.
I passed down genetically.
And what a gift it is. What a gift it is.
It really is.
And so you played a smattering, if you will, of...
Yeah, it was basically a month's worth.
Yeah.
Of selects.
Right, yes. The best of.
We didn't necessarily catch them all. I would scramble to open my voice memos and I would miss an opportunity. But yeah, the collection was over the course of the first month of his life.
So here's the gist of what you played. Okay.
Get some gurgles in there. Those are milk farts.
That just
sounds so fake.
I know. It's so fake.
Just incredible.
So I don't know if you did this in a prior... You didn't do it in a prior ticker because we just did it and Ham gets hold of all these and Lando's about to do a ticker. And so you thought it would be funny, Ham, if you just inserted one...
It might have been a misfire. Yeah, just the one.
It was not a misfire. You did that on purpose.
A misfire. And as you heard on live last night and on the e-break this morning, our boy Lando lost it.
Two more head coaching hires in the NFL. Dave Canales led the Buccaneers offense this season. He becomes the Panthers coach. And Raheem Morris spent three seasons as the Rams defensive coordinator. He will now coach the Falcons. Luka Doncic named as a starter for the Western Conference in the All-Star game. It's a lineup of Luka, Kevin Durant, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, LeBron James, and Nikola Jokic. Game is February 18th in Indy. The Stars are at home tonight against Anaheim. Tyler Seguin's line has had a lot of success this season.
You know, we were buzzing there, especially for a while, you know, with all that excitement. And you get that when you have, you know, new faces. And now it's about, you know, the consistency, which we've done. And we want to continue doing and keep improving to hit playoffs, you know, really running.
Puck drop at 7 on the ticket. Ticker is a service of Premier Gun Show. The Mesquite Gun Show is this weekend only at the Mesquite Convention Center. Shop hundreds of tables of guns, knives, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. If you've ever considered purchasing a gun, now is the time. For more info, visit MesquiteGunShow.com. I'm Kevin Landry on Sports Radio 96.7 at 1310 The Ticket.
Oh, man.
Well, that.
So you only heard one, just one?
Yes, but... I was laughing hysterically during Grape Fest because those were the funniest farts that have ever been farted.
Yeah. And so all you needed was one.
And it set me off.
And it was just kind of was it that one?
Coordinator, he will now coach the Falcons. Luka Doncic's name is a...
This is so...
Perfectly timed.
Innocuous, too.
A little muffled, maybe.
Yeah. So that is one example of losing it during a ticker, and oddly enough, our own Dave Lane had his moment where he couldn't contain himself back in his ticket ticker run of the late 90s and early 2000s. And it was unfortunate because it was about a death.
Yeah, you were you happy about this, Dave?
No, I just... Okay, for context.
Yeah.
I was... This was at the Mockingbird Studios. I was in the ticker room, and the window of the ticker room...
This couldn't have been at Mockingbird. This had to have been at
Oaklawn.
Oaklawn, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sorry, yeah. Oaklawn. But the ticker booth, the window did not face the studio. It faced the control room.
Mm-hmm.
And it faced the producer's chair.
Yes.
And Danny was right there. And when I made my little joke, then Danny whipped his head around. And he couldn't stop laughing. So then in turn, I couldn't stop laughing.
Okay.
Despite the fact that traces of cocaine were found in his pee-pee, the death of Julius Erving's son, Corey, has been ruled accidental. Last month, the 19-year-old was found submerged in his car in a pond near the family's home.
It's called the schlong.
Sorry, it's a death.
Wrap it up, you're done. You'll never recover.
It's a death, and I'm trying to be serious. Investigators say trees obscured the view of the pond, and Corey Irvin was found in the back seat, evidence that he was trying to get out. That's Ticket Ticker Service of Burger King. Visit Burger King now and get two Whopper sandwiches, America's favorite burger for just $2. Two juicy frame-broiled Whopper sandwiches for $2 at Burger King. Price and participation may vary for a limited time only. I'm Dave Lane reminding you to get select ticket t-shirts while they last for just $10 during our summer clearance sale online at www.theticket.com.
Oh man, oh,
it's so great.
Yeah, I forgot about
those were the days.
It's so great. You sound so different.
I know. Who is that?
I don't know. It's just so weird. Everybody's voices change so
like,
much.
It's also like there's so many sad details of that.
I know. He's trying to get out.
He was clawing on the glass, trying to escape.
Meanwhile, Dave.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Signs of him trying to get out.
I did issue an apology when I was hired full time.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Let me just say this.
Okay, so we have a Jay King who, of course, does our top 10 now. He had some issues with his ticker as well.
In Cincinnati this afternoon, a warrant has been issued for Bengals running back Joe Mixon for a complaint of misdemeanor aggravated menacing. The warrant filed states that Mixon allegedly pointed a gun at an individual on January 21st and said the person should be popped in the face. Tom Pelissero reports that Mixon's agent has issued a statement saying the charges will be dropped tomorrow morning. And happening right now next door to us, the Dallas Mavericks take on the struggling and Zion-less New Orleans Pelicans.
Do we know what got him?
Yes. Monty was holding up a picture of some sexually explicit M&Ms.
Oh.
Sexually explicit.
You can Google it if you like.
I'll pass on that, I think. And that's what got him going?
Yes.
So we had a guy named John Fahey.
This one was also Monty caused.
Was it really?
Yeah. He's a common denominator in a lot of these.
Good for Monty. We need instigators, if you will.
I think the genesis of this is he showed him a video of a monkey self-pleasuring himself.
During the ticker?
Yeah.
Okay.
News first, guaranteed. Ticket ticker!
Nick Tepish opposite Kevin Correa tonight in Arlington as the Rangers play the Twins. Tepish getting out of the top of the first inning, 1-2-3. Shin-Soo Chu leading off the Rangers first with a single off Correa. Then Adrian Beltre continues his hot streak as he's now got 8 hits. In his last 11 appearances.
You okay, buddy?
With two run homers. Right now it's 2-0 Rangers over the
Twins. Man's going for all 3 E-Break awards this week.
Top of the second inning, looking at some other scores in the majors tonight. Top of the 5th, the Orioles and Jays are not at 1. Oakland 3, Nothing over the Marlins in the fourth, and the Yankees lead the Red Sox 4-0 in the fifth inning. At the Quicken Loans National at Congressional, Mark Leishman is tied for the lead after shooting a 5-under-66 today, putting him at 6-under par.
Goss, collect yourself. Ricky Barnes, take a breath. Take a breath.
Patrick Reed, all right there with him. Tiger Woods missing just his 10th cut on the PGA Tour after shooting a +475, putting him at 7-over. Local favorite tied for... local favorite Jordan Spieth is tied for 50th at 2-over par. Cowboys offensive guard Ronald Leary isn't going to face any league suspension for his 2012 DWI arrest. That's the Ticket Ticker. Our next one's at 7:50.
Well done.
Wow. It's so hard when you get the giggles. And
oh, yeah.
It's like laughing in church. You just can't stop.
Yeah. I did it back at working at KNTU when a guy... I was doing a news story on the campus radio station, and a guy that thought he was a vampire, like, died of something. I can't remember what it was. And so at the end, and I know I was at a student radio station, and I wasn't supposed to make jokes or anything, but, you know.
Right.
And so at the end, I was like, and John Smith, vampire, dead at 57. And I had one little giggle that turned into, I couldn't gather myself. It was at least 2 minutes of laughter. And no, and they wouldn't take me off. I had to finish. It was so awful. God, I wish I had that.
Yeah. Partly because everyone else on the crew has a chance to assist, maybe run a break or do something. But
right.
It's like the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's, and to Lando, the latest of these laughers, I just want to say thank you, because that was delightful.
Glorious.
It's an instant classic.
Well done, Ham. Well done. And well done, Baby Wells.